September 9th, 2000. From above, the landscape was a patchwork of florid greens and yellows climbing up and down a dizzying staircase. Chinese farmers hacked these terraced fields out of the mountains more than 2,000 years ago with the ingenuity and persistence to shape the earth to their will. A single rutted road wound around the terraces, now flooded for growing rice, vanishing into the low-hanging mist before emerging at the entrance of a small village. In a house at the edge of the rice paddies, a 28-year-old woman was trimming vegetables for lunch when she was interrupted by a familiar sensation. It was like a belt cinching around her middle. Zan Hua wasn't alarmed. Although she wasn't sure exactly how far along she was, the ballooning size of her belly told her the baby was coming any day now. She was eager to give birth sooner rather than later, because the 100-degree temperatures of an unusually hot summer left her overripe body drenched in sweat. Even as another contraction gripped her body, she smiled through the grimace. It was about noon, time for lunch, but she had other priorities. She carefully set down her kitchen utensils and covered the bowl of rice with a plate to protect it from the circling flies. The first flush of autumn had yet to settle upon the rice paddies of Hunan. She wiped her brow and washed her hands, even tidied up a bit. Then she called out to her mother in the next room that they should get ready. Zan Hua moved quickly but deliberately. She wasn't agitated. This would be her third time around. She was hardly bigger than a child herself, standing well under 5 feet, narrow in the hips, at least when she wasn't pregnant, but she was confident in her physical prowess. Since early childhood, she'd helped out in the family fields, which left her arms and back taut with muscle. She had a broad, flat nose and a ruddy complexion from working outside, although this summer she was paler than usual, since she'd mostly stayed indoors, not wanting to advertise her condition. She'd taken care to buy extra-large clothing to conceal her swollen body. She was anxious, not about childbirth itself, she wasn't the type to complain about pain, but about the need for secrecy. Since 1979, China had limited most families to only one child. Under the law, you were supposed to apply for a permit even before you got pregnant. It was the signature policy of the ruling Communist Party, which had developed an almost mystical belief that population control was the secret to jump-starting the economy. The law was enforced by an agency euphemistically known as the Jixiang Ban, literally Planned Birth or Family Planning Agency. It didn't actually plan or advise so much as punish. Violators could be fined more than a year's wages, their homes demolished, and property confiscated. If you were visibly pregnant without a permit, you could be hogtied and hauled away for a forced abortion. Then they'd send you a bill for the favor. No matter that the village where Zan Hua grew up in Hunan province was deep in the mountains, almost an hour's drive from the nearest government offices, or a 2-hour walk when mountain roads were washed out, the law was never far away. The village was full of spies and Communist Party loyalists who might rat you out. The Communist Party ruled here with impunity. Hunan province is, in more ways than one, the heartland of modern China. With a population as large as that of France, Hunan is a landlocked province smack in the middle of the country, just below the Yangtze River. The founder of modern China, Mao Zedong, was a Hunan man, born about 100 miles away from Zan Hua's village in Shaoshan, roughly the same neighborhood, although not nearly as mountainous, nor as poor.